Chazar is saying Nishma Sabari Cheskel Shagam Rabam Yehuda Misach Shabbos Daf Chav Beis. Rabbi says a Nechanika should be placed within a tefach to the outside of your door, outside going out of the house. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, says it should be on the right side of the doorway when walking into the house, on the right side. Rav Shmuel Medifti said it should be on the left side. Gemara Paskin, you should put on the left side. This way, you're surrounded with mitzvahs, with the mezuzah on the right side and the menorah on the left side. Yehuda Neimer Vasi said it's also to count money using the light of the menorah for that. But Shmuel said, well, there's no kedusha to the actual light, and therefore, why can't you do that? Yosef said there's no kedusha to the blood of an animal, and yet we learn that you're not allowed to kick dust over the blood for kisei adam. You have to use your hand. It's the same thing, because you can't do a bezoyin, a derech bezoyin. Same thing over here. You're counting money, using it for your own purpose, the light, the illumination from the menorah would be considered a bezoyin, and that's why you can't use it. They asked Rabbi Shmuel Levi if you let it use the noy sukkah during sukkahs. He told them it's usher to use the light of menorah, so it's probably it's also usher to use the noy sukkah during sukkahs. Yosef said you're giving an answer from Chanukah, where Chanukah doesn't say anywhere that it's usher to use the light, but whereas the noy sukkah, there's a brisa that says it's usher. So why is he giving the reason for something which is said explicitly in a brisa? Instead of using the brisa, he's saying that it comes from Chanukah, which doesn't say anywhere. So rather, Rabbi Yosef said, because really the makar of all these the surim is really learned taka from kisei adam, that it's al bezoyin. Rav says you're not allowed to light from one of the ner chanukahs to the other. You're also not allowed to transfer tzitzis from one bega to another. You're also not allowed to drag a chair across ground on Shabbos if it's going to make a groove, even if you don't intend. Meaning he does not pass like Rav Shimon, and rather he paskins that a dov shemis kavanah is also. Shmuel says that you could light from one ner chanukah to the other. You could transfer tzitzis from one bega to another, and he passes like Rav Shimon that dov shemis kavanah is mutter. Abaye said, even though Rabbi Ben Achmeni always passed like Rav, in these three cases, he actually passed like Shmuel. One of the Rabbanon told Rabbi Ahava that the reason why Rav disallows, does not allow lighting from one to the other, Ner of Chanukah, is because it's a bezoyan to take from one light and give it to another light. The Chari using like an intermediary device to take from one light, well, the fire to the other, it's a bezoyan. Rabbi Ahava said that's not the reason. Rather, Rav's reason is that because when you take from one light, you're decreasing that light. You're taking some of the oil, you're making the fire go down for a second, whatever it is, that's why he held his usher. The difference between these two reasons would be if you take one nair straight from the other nair without an intermediary device. So if it's alts bezoyin, it's not a bezoyin. But if it's alts you're diminishing the first light, you're still doing that. It will still be a problem. Rabbi is that a brisa says it's usher to use the coins of Maaser Sheni on one side of the scale to use that as the established weight to then weigh other coins against it for getting a proper weight, even if the intent is that the other coins are going to be used for Maaser as well. Now, if the reason that they, if based on the last two reasons of the Machlokes, if we say that Shmuel would agree with Rav that you cannot take from one light to the other because that would be disrespectful, so meaning the only Machlokes is whether you can take directly from one to the other because that diminishes the light, but Shmuel would agree that you can't use an intermediary, so it makes sense, the Brice of according to him also, because it's disrespectful over here, so just like he says you can't use an intermediary to light from one there to the other, over here also you couldn't use the coins as a basis for some other coins. But if we say that Shmuel even argues when you're using an intermediary, and he says you could use an intermediary to take from one night one ner Chanukah to the other, and that's when Rav says you can't, but Shmuel says even over there you could, then the Brisa, why in the Brisa is it usher? Rabbi says the reason why in the Brisa would be usher because it's possible at the end of the day, if you don't like the weight of the new coins that you're trying to weigh out, you're not going to use them for the Maaser that you intended on using them, and therefore it could be that the whole weight and the shtickle bezoyin that you did for the Maaser coins actually never turns out being used for Maaser, and therefore it was never done for a mitzvah altogether, and that because of that chance, that's why in the case of the Brisa it would be usher. If Sheshus asks, if Brisa says that in the Beis HaMikdash, by the menorah, the Ner Maravi remained lit, and all the other ones would be lit from that one, from the Ner Maravi. You see that you can take from one Ner for the other. And it can't be that you took from one Ner directly to the other because they were all in place. It was a solid piece of gold. So that means you had to use an intermediary from the Ner Maravi for the others. And you see, even using an intermediary is mutter. Papa said it could be that they use very long wicks, and therefore they would use the long wick would reach out and be able to light from the one from the other nair. Now this does not answer according to the one that says you can't even take one nair from the other. According to that answer that we gave before, still over here you see you can take at least you can see that you can take from one nair to the others. And according to that shot, this is the kasha. Hunibir de Yeshua says that really the answer to this question is you have to understand the machlokes of whether hadlaka is a mitzvah or is it hanocha is a mitzvah. If you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, so when you're doing the hadlaka, that's the actual mitzvah. So then yenichanami, you could maybe go from one to the other and take from one from the other. But if it's the hanocha is a mitzvah, then you would not be able to take from one to the other, because since the hanocha is a mitzvah, when you're lighting it, it's not even the ikir mitzvah. So it would be a shtikl bezoyin. They call it for the mitzvah. You would not be allowed to do that. Or he asked from a ruling of Rava that says if someone holds the Ner Chanukah in his hand, he's not Yoytze the Mitzvah. So you see that it must be Hanocha Yoytze Mitzvah because he lit it. So Hanocha Yoytze Mitzvah, he lit it. Where he answers, that's the reason why it could be really Hanocha Yoytze Mitzvah. Over there, he's not Yoytze because there's no Pesum Anitza. It looks like he's walking around. He needs it for his own light. There's another ruling of Rava, someone lit inside, then he brought it outside. Also, he's not Yoytze. So again, you see Lechayra that's not Hadlaka Yoytze Mitzvah. Where again, says a bit, again, that looks just look it looks like for his own use, and therefore it's not Pesum Anitza. That's why he's not Yoytze over there. We can answer from Rabbi Shimon Levi, who says that if you had a lantern that was lit a whole Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos, you just have to extinguish it and relight it, and then you can be Yoytze Chanukah. Now, that's only if Hadlaka Yoytze Mitzvah. If Hanocha Yoytze Mitzvah, you should have to pick it up and put it back down and relight it. So you see that Hadlaka Yoytze Mitzvah, the fact that you only have to relight it and not pick it up and put it down. And also from the fact that you say, Asherik Yishonim Tzoyim Tzvonu Lahadlik Nesho Chanukah, clearly you see that Hadlaka Yoytze Mitzvah Shmami Noah. You would be Yoytze to a woman's lighting, because a woman, you'd be Yoytze with a woman's Hadlaka.